In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, after the Fire Festival, what will be the next terrible thing we enjoy watching happen to rich people. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Fidelity Investments, taking a personal, dedicated approach to wealth planning to help clients build, grow, and preserve their family's wealth. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth, Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And LifeLock, reminding consumers that identity thieves can pose as other people, taking over bank accounts, filing fake tax returns, and doing other criminal acts. More at lifelock.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Kijin Higashi Baba. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to Aloha Poke for feeding us. They're located in Revival Food Hall here in Chicago. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Mr. Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next hilariously terrible thing to happen to some rich people? Luke Burbank.
In a tragic turn of events, next year's Fire Festival will go off without a hitch, meaning these rich people will end up attending a Ja Rule and Blink-182 concert that isn't canceled.
Paula Poundstone.
This is a terrible thing, an awful thing that I would love to see happen to rich people. They will pay their fair share of taxes.
And Roxanne Roberts.
Erectile dysfunction will now be a pre-existing condition, and Viagra will cost $10,000 a pill.
Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Luke Burbank, and Roxanne Robertson. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.